Listener production.
One dead and three injured in a house fire in Orange. More people on the brink of homelessness in our region. And police charge a man as part of a crackdown on dangerous driving. Today's weather partly cloudy across the region, heading for 13 in Orange and 20 in Dubbo. I'm Stephen Zoyce and welcome to Central West Local News. Investigations are continuing into a house fire at Orange, which claimed the life of one woman and left three others injured. It happened shortly before 6 a.m. on Saturday on Pimpala Place. Firefighters arriving at the scene to find the house engulfed in flames and managed to rescue the two children from inside. A man managed to escape also but suffered burns when trying to re-enter the home. The two children were treated at the scene before being taken to hospital. Police say a wanted man shouldn't be approached if we spot him. Kurt Field has a warrant out for assault offences and might be here in the Central West. The 37-year-old could be driving a Jeep Grand Cherokee with Rego DF8 1F1. He's known to visit the Dubbo and Cobar areas. Central West Police have charged a man with weapons, drugs and speeding offences as part of a crackdown on dangerous driving offences here in our region. They say a Ford Falcon that they allegedly spotted speeding on the Midwestern Highway in Cowra failed to stop early Friday, sparking a pursuit. When it did stop a short time later, they spoke with a 24-year-old driver who allegedly returned a positive roadside drug test, also seizing a machete, two knives and prohibited drugs from the car. With more people struggling to find rentals, vulnerable people across the state are facing a higher risk of becoming homeless. New South Wales' new rental laws may not have helped the situation, with worried voices claiming they'll only trigger bidding wars, leading to an additional hike in prices. As of the last census, there are 249 people living on the street in Dubbo and 108 in Orange. Trina Jones from Homelessness New South Wales explains how she'd like the government to react.
So what we're calling on the government to do is to end rent bidding. And what that looks like is setting a maximum fixed rental price that must be advertised at the time that the property is put up for rent until that a tenant is accepted.
A check-in app is being used to curb biosecurity outbreaks in our vineyards, gathering real-time data to plan effective emergency responses. This year's exercise, Sour Grapes, is testing the tech surveillance abilities and early detection algorithm, which could be a game changer for our wine industry.
We took a bit of learnings from the COVID outbreak, and we're using QR code check-in and check-out technology to track the movements of possible vectors of a biosecurity threat.
New South Wales Wine President Mark Bourne there. To sport now, starting off with the Peter MacDonald Premiership, and it was Lithgow who picked up their maiden win of the season, beating the Orange Sims 34-22 at home. Mudgee bounced back, beating the Panthers in a two-point thriller. Elsewhere, wins to Dubbo Macquarie, Bathurst St. Pat's and the Dubbo Sims. There's no score yet from the clash between Ningen and Wellington. In Central West Rugby, the Bulldogs took control in the top-of-the-table clash, staying undefeated against the Dubbo Roos in emphatic fashion, 59-0. Wins also to the Emus and Lions. And in local AFL, wins to the Giants and Bushrangers.